Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we explore the Islamic upbringing of children and teenagers, guided by the wisdom of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Today, we are honored to have Sister Salma Khalfan, a distinguished Islamic researcher, with us to shed light on this important subject. Salaamu alaikum, Sister Salma. Thank you for joining us today.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you so much for being here. In the previous episode, we were talking about what role religion has to play in shaping the personality of our youth. And you gave us some very good practical points, some of which were, you know, life becomes meaningless without religion, and the youth and everybody tend to waste time more without, if they don't have something, you know, to kind of hold them, to kind of show them the path. Bad manners are formed, individuality is lost, and personality fades. And, you know, also talking about how at this moment is when we need people to turn to, we need something to show us the path, you know, and that's where Islam's role is kind of brought into light.
Yes, that's true. So we also should bear in mind that one of the things that personality forms is that identity of a person. The person should know themselves, where they are from, where they will return, whom they came from, where they came from, you know. So this identity crisis is solved by Islam. According to one psychologist, he said the identity that a young person seeks to encounter is, who am I?
Yeah.
What role do I play in the society? Am I a child or an adult? All this, you know, religion gives us so clear answers about it, right?
Yeah.
Young people have many questions to the nature of the world, their relationship to the world, what they should contribute to the world, the purpose of this creation and this life. They have so many questions. Why am I? A person gets fed up. A youth, you know, with the monotony of life, would get fed up and say that, oh, what's the use? I'm coming, even if it is successful, but if he doesn't have religion, he'll get fed up of the monotony.
Then what?
Yeah. Exactly. After that, what? So, the purpose and the creation of life, there's a purpose and end purpose. You're doing everything, what? In the way of Allah. Qurbatan ilallah is what we are told to do. Everything in our life, even if it be very simple things. The best way of life and choosing values and beliefs is only in, for example, Islam. So this will, all these questions contribute to the formation of a young person's identity. And he searches for some criteria for judging his and others' behavior. Like he's searching that what is good behavior and what is bad behavior. You know, in Islam we have such absolute goodness. We don't have relative. Sometimes this, sometimes that. So this really gives a satisfaction to a youth when he knows religion. So this is brought to attention that how tarbiyat e-aulad is important, right? When you bring your children into good Muslims, then they come to realize and differentiate good and bad when they come of age, and then they do their things with ma'rifah, with, you know, like knowledge, deep knowledge, understanding. That's the time it shapes their personality in a good way.
Exactly. So we'll just take a short break and we'll pick up shortly from that.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we were just discussing about what role religion has to play in shaping the personality of our youth. And we were just discussing about how identity is one of the most important things in our lives.
So at this stage, religion plays a very effective role, and it invites men towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the origin of perfection. Man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba.
Yeah.
When he knows himself, you know, that identity crisis has gone away now. He knows himself, where he came from, what's his purpose in life, why was he created, what role he has to play in the society, in the family. Is it useless, or does it have an aim and purpose? Is it like, for, should he have hope for doing this or anything that he does? So then he will come to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the origin of perfection. And that's the time it'll form his personality, when he knows the origin of perfection and that he can also get those attributes of perfection. Personality is formed through those perfection qualities, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Good personality. Because we don't say that he has a bad personality, not as much as we say that he has such a great personality, right?
Yeah.
So it grants him stability and peace of mind and prevents him from perplexity. It gives him a sense of motivation in everything he does. So whatever one does is not useless or not counted. It's everything that is counted. You know, Allah puts it in the records of his book.
Definitely.
That whatever he's done is in the way of Allah. It's qurbatan ilallah. And that's why whatever niyat we should have, especially in the time of wajibat, should be qurbatan ilallah, to take you close to Allah.
Exactly, and I think we can see this very clearly, especially in what's happening in Palestine, where people and children, youth, all, everybody of all ages, they have this hope, they have this drive where they're saying, you know, Allah is there for us, He is enough for us. Kind of feeling this peace in their hearts that they know there is somebody watching them, they know there is somebody who is there for them, they know they have somebody to turn to. This realization, I feel, is so necessary. Imagine if in all of those trials, they have nobody to turn to.
That's right.
It's so difficult.
Yeah. So here we talk mostly about that aspect of your ideology,
yeah,
your belief about yourself, the ideas you have about why you were brought up, you know, why you were brought in this earth, then your knowledge towards Allah, your aqidah,
yeah,
is formed. And then your personality can be shaped in a better way. When it talks about iman and amal salih, now we are talking about amal salih, the virtues, the actions that you do, how does that shape the personality? That amal salih itself means balanced character. It shapes your personality in such a way that you don't have any extreme in your side, nor do you have any negligent in your side. It's the way Imam Ali expresses, you know, the side of Sirat Mustaqim. Sirat Mustaqim is not going wayward in both paths of extreme or negligence. So when a person has a balanced personality, a proper personality, he will never do something that is extreme or never neglect something.
Yeah.
Be it at every corner of the life. Like the Holy Prophet, you know, divided his time into four or three portions. Some say four, some say three. Like to for himself, to take care of his good grooming, you know. And that's very natural, right? Another part for the society, the people, to engage in halal conversation, to make them feel happy, to see what their problems were. Another one for his family, and another one for ibadat. That was, of course, the foremost.
Yeah.
But everything has its proper place. So that's like a balanced personality. So religion gives you all that, you see. Other religions make you, you know, adhere to the principles that are completely illogical or want you to worship more than what is the required amount. But here, everything is balanced. It shapes your personality in such a beautiful way that, you know, you're not even taken wrongly when other people see you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have time for every moment that is halal.
Very
for you.
True. Yeah. So we're just going to take a quick break and we'll pick up from this.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا معطي الخيرات يا معطي.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
So welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we were just talking about what role religion of Islam has to play in shaping the personality of our youth. And you just, mentioned how religion invites us to Allah. It kind of grants us this stability and this peace. And it makes us realize that our actions are what shape our personality. And therefore, don't be extreme nor negligent. Try to have a balanced life. And we have people who show us that it's possible to be such.
Yeah. Islam also lays a lot of emphasis on the family. Family life is very important. Why? It's because that family, when it is formed in the right way, with choosing the right, selecting the right spouse for yourself, for oneself, will form individuals that could be leaders of the society.
Yeah.
So this is an influential factor in the development of man's personality. To look at the family, the lineage of the person, the criteria that you're looking for to get a spouse, all these are very important to form a child with personality. In addition to that, Islam lays a lot of emphasis on the society. Society and also one's willpower. When we look at all these things like the family, the society and the willpower, the determination that a person should have, that forms a person's true personality and a strong personality. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of his letters to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, writes that adolescent's heart resembles an empty land that accepts any seed it is sowed with. Therefore, before your heart is hardened and your brain is trapped, I have taught you good manners so that you can embark on your tasks resolutely. Tasks that experienced people endured their hardships, and you have been spared the ordeal of experiencing them again.
Wow, that's actually very beautiful.
The only elements that grant men security and form the strong personality in himself is and releases him from all anxieties is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is so much emphasized in religion. Like the Holy Quran says that Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do the hearts find rest. So a personality that is balanced will not be over anxious, depressed. Apart from the knowledge of Allah, the religion points out to the fact that in life, there are so many hurdles that you have to pass. And the best thing to overtake those hurdles is the remembrance of Allah. And that's why, Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. In this regard, our Iranian leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has said, attention to and love for Allah gives meaning to man's life. It bridges his mental gaps and brings him success in all aspects. This is pointing out a very strong personality.
Yeah.
The reason why in some countries such as United States, aspects such as money, military power, and even knowledge cannot bring about happiness and psychological problems step from alienation from God and spirituality.
Yeah.
So when you alienate yourself from religion, which teaches you the true meaning of what God is, which is full of perfection, and the true role models, the awliya, and how true spirituality should be, and how one is free from any anxiety if he adheres to God and remembers Allah, then only one can have that nature of a very strong personality. And this shows what a great role religion has to play to shape the personality, especially in the ripe age of youth.
Ahsan. So that was very, very insightful. And thank you very much for your valuable time, Sister Salma. And we hope to see you in the next episode. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening. You've just listened to IRIB English Radio, where we had a discussion on child upbringing. And if you want to listen to our programs or get more information, you can log on to parstoday.ir/en under the tab COI. Call of Islam. And if you type in Call of Islam Radio, you can find it on YouTube and Instagram. And you can email us on englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, God bless you all. Do you
It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.